Senescent cells throughout the body are ones that have shut down their own growth but still live and excrete compounds that negatively affect many more cells around them. But when those senescent cells are forced to selectively commit suicide, those negative effects, which are now being associated with numerous diseases of aging, can be diminished, maybe even stopped. That's been demonstrated in mice. Now a North Bay startup, Unity Biotechnology First, is out to apply that discovery to human health. Nathaniel David is the new company's CEO.
Our goal is to develop a new class of medicines that work via a mechanism that no one's ever tried before, causing the selective clearance of senescent cells from your body. And these are cells that no longer divide. And these cells are responsible for a series of diseases that are aspects of what you call aging. We find that when we clear these cells, diseases like osteoarthritis, kidney disease, various cardiovascular diseases, don't occur at all or are much delayed. We're going to make drugs that do that.
Judith Campisi, a researcher at the Buck Institute in Novato who has been studying and manipulating senescent cells, is a co-founder of the new company. She says they're already making progress.
The company is now very much focused on developing drugs. We have some prototype drugs, but when drugs are developed, they usually go through multiple changes so that you have the lowest possible toxicity and the highest possible efficacy.
Even so, says David, industry history suggests they are facing long odds in actually bringing a new drug to market.
If you look at the statistics, the typical success rates of going from a clinically novel target to an approved drug are very low numbers, on the order of 5 to 10%. But what gives us optimism is that the biology we are touching and manipulating seems to have very broad and powerful impacts across so many diseases. And it gives us confidence that what we're looking at is a very real thing.
The new anti-aging company is hoping to boost its chances by focusing first on a drug that can selectively target senescent cells that trigger arthritis. David calls that a low-risk approach because such a drug would be administered where the pain is and would not require a lot of doses.
Most failed drugs, you've got the biology right, but causing a toxic side effect is very high. And what's neat about senolysis, which is the process of clearing senescent cells, is that once you kill senescent cells, they are dead. You're not dosing every day. And so the toxicological problems of constantly taking drugs don't happen with this idea.
David is hopeful that his new company, he successfully led others before this, might have a new anti-arthritis drug ready for approval in just a few years, with others for additional diseases to follow. And Campisi, who continues her studies as a member of the faculty at the Buck Institute, is hoping his projections prove true.
It's very heartwarming for a basic scientist like myself to suddenly see a path where what we do in the lab might get translated to something that's going to really help someone. We always hope that will happen, but the path is never very clear. Knowing that the basic biology now has given rise to this new paradigm for a new class of drugs is really exciting.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.